Yes, indeed. We are back in Treasure Chest Thursdays here on WWL, and happy to welcome in with us the director of marketing over here, Rodney Miller. Appreciate you always having us, and how you doing today?
Doing great. Welcome to the all-new Treasure Chest. We're having some fun out here. It's good to have you all over here.
Rodney told me you've been here 20 years with Treasure Chest, and man, to have it here. It's easy to get to. You can't miss it, so to speak. You're on the right-hand side as you're driving down. Yeah. But, man, they got so many different features now, especially the steakhouse. Also with the league here that you can come and eat. And they got all the TVs. You can come gamble a little bit. And, if you want to place a nickel or two or four or five or ten on a ball game, you can do that too.
Oh, yeah. We got a little something for everybody. That's what's so exciting. You know, you joke about the it's easy to get to. You know, a lot of times people ask us what we're excited about. It's parking.
Oh, what?
It's the simple
in the
things.
The front, like, the side. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, for the longest times, you know, 30 years on the riverboat, and we asked guests, and they wanted to get on a shuttle or walk. You
That's
know,
true.
To put it in sports perspectives, it was three football fields long. Somebody had to walk to get to the front doors of the riverboat.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's just goal line. You know, you're right there.
I never forget the first time we came to the when it was riverboating. You know, my wife said, "Oh, you can park right here. They'll come get you in the shuttle bus." I was like, "Shuttle bus?" She was like, "Yeah, you can't walk over there." I was like, "Okay." And but everybody was happy. You got into the little overhang and everything, and so it all worked out real well. But man, this is awesome here.
Yeah, how long has this been open now? This location?
So we opened beginning of June. So we're going on our fourth month. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
So you know, yeah. It's exciting. You know, for 20 years, I've kind of come here with a smile on my face, but the smile's been a lot bigger, you know, and it's been a lot bigger on the people walking in as well. You know, like you said, we have everything from new slot machines, more table games, more restaurants. That's exciting part about it, to have a steakhouse to sit down in, have this fantastic venue right here, the game with the sports sports book right next to. FanDuel's been a very good partner with us. Number one sports book in the country.
You sound like Bobby with that.
Not number one.
Exactly. And it's good to have that, and to put the product right next to it, like the game. You know, at the game, we wanted to, you know, it's all about, at the end of the day, the game. You know, y'all talk throughout the week about the game.
Yeah.
And we wanted to kind of have a venue where it all kind of comes together. You know, it's the food, it's the atmosphere, it's the sports book right next to the casino. So it has a little of everything. It all comes about the game.
And a lot of times, you know, you're playing a little bit, and it might not be too good for you. So you know, come cool off in here, you get you a drink or two, you get you something to eat. You know, you watch the games, because, man, you're surrounded by TVs here. And then, you know, man, I know it's my time to win. And I go back out and maybe try to click it this time.
Exactly, just steps away. So, you know, and you can hear the winning going on from in here, you know, and the winning's going on in here as well as the Saints and hopefully LSU as well this week.
You know? Obviously, you've been with the Treasure Chest so long now, but what's it been like now with the sports gambling becoming so popular and prominent?
It's brought in some new faces.
Right.
You know, it's a lot different group. So we're excited they came in, and, you know, it's something new for us that we've been learning and having fun with, you know. And, you know, on Sundays and Saturdays, you know, it's a lot different in here. You know, people cheer a little bit extra sometimes.
The crazy thing about it is you wouldn't think they got that much interest in you know, North Dakota State or South Florida or Illinois.
Everybody's got those parlays going.
You come in here, oh, man, do you know the score of that Illinois game? What? Man, you know, you are living in Louisiana. I know, but I got maybe a little bit of coin on that Illinois game. So it broadens the perspective, so to speak, if that's your gig to do, and you got all the amenities here to do it.
Exactly, yeah. You know, you got all these TVs, so like you said, one game is watching North Dakota, one game's over here watching, you know, an Eastern Coast team, and, you know, you hear cheers, and you're like, wait, no, my game's not doing that good, you know. So you hear the different kind of back and forth, and it's exciting to see that and, you know, either cheer or kind of root them on a little bit different.
And we're doing this right before Thursday night, and we'll be here every Thursday, other than, I think, a couple Thursdays. One of the Thursdays when the Saints play.
Exactly,
On a Thursday when they play Sean Payton and the Broncos. So tonight, Dallas and the Giants. And we saw last week, it was maybe a half an hour before the game started, they had a nice little line. Everybody's looking
right before, the game,
right before the game. Man, I'm thinking about it. No, let me go and hurry up, place that deal. And then they sit in here. The food's awesome here. And y'all got a lot of great food and drink specials here.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the exciting thing. You know, we're working on a new fall lineup already. We're kind of changing the menu, you know, kind of keep it new, keep it fresh. So the kitchen here at the game and all of our restaurants really are kind of putting in a new menu for the fall. And that will be rolled out very soon. You know, more sandwich options, more combinations to our pizza, our wings, more appetizers, more on the bar as well, more craft beers. We're excited about the bar. Like you said, if food's not the thing, we have like the social side with drinks and just different options, everything for everybody.
And two is, won't be too much longer, you know, because we are the radio station of the Pelicans, and you can watch that game right here.
Oh, yeah.
And come watch it if it's a Monday night, a Tuesday, a Thursday, or whatever, the Pelicans, because that starts in October, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we right around the corner from Pelicans basketball, and then man, that thing lasts all the way to the end of April, sort of speaking, if you're able to advance into May. So, hey, come on down here to the Treasure Chest and get something to eat, watch the games. If you're into making a little bit, I think you can make a little money. Go, you can give a little bit of chance of luck over here.
I'm curious, you know, we talked a little bit about obviously the drinks and some of the casual food here at the, you know, the game bar and grill, also the cafe. But what about the steakhouse that's here? Is it more of a fine dining kind of experience?
Yes, definitely an elevated experience. We brought in some great chefs from Vegas.
Okay.
So they've got some different spin on things, you know, but they definitely blended in the local. You know, you got to have that local flair to it as well.
Gonna have to bring the wife for a date night.
Exactly. You know, it's a great atmosphere.
Come on, Steve, don't keep that money in your pocket. Man, you got to come over here and spend some of that. It ain't that far from your house.
No, definitely not.
No, yeah, just around the corner, like we like to say. But the steakhouse has kind of been the fun part as well. You know, they kind of give that elevated experience. I wasn't here, but back in the day, we used to have a steakhouse over on the boat, and kind of this is far better and a lot different. Like I said, good atmosphere. You kind of don't even think you're off right on the casino floor. You know, you kind of lose sight of that, but then right when you walk out, you're right there.
I know one of the chefs, he went to the John Falls Culinary Institute at Nichols State.
Okay.
And he told me that he was cooking here.
Yeah, so. There's that local
flair.
But
he did spend some time in Vegas.
Yeah.
He did spend some time there before he ends up here.
And Jeff Foles is the best. I mean, if somebody you got to learn from, that's one of the best right there.
Looking at the action that's going on in the casino, you mentioned some of the, obviously, the table games. You've got the jackpots on the slot machines. What are some of the other action that you have on the floor for folks?
Well, you know, just bringing it in, we brought in over 350 new games, you know, when we came over here. So, I mean, the latest and greatest, you know, all hot and ready to hit the big one, you know, and you can't miss it when you walk in. They're very dynamic, right there. And so we're excited just to have new games that are some, you know, just at Treasure Chest, just in Louisiana, but a lot of kind of the favorites and kind of new spin on the favorites. And then the table games. We love that it's in the center of the casino, kind of captures that whole atmosphere.
Sure.
You know, it kind of brings you all in. You know, having three floors over on the riverboat with something, you just kind of miss that. So we're just excited for one huge casino floor where everybody kind of is a part of that atmosphere. You know, we have a great rewards program, Board Rewards.
Right.
A lot of great benefits when you sign up for that. And, you know, we'll get you started right away with an offer right in your hands. When you sign up, it's easy, and you kind of be a part of the family and start seeing some great stuff.
Is still the most played game the slots, or do you find that it's been a little bit of a swing more toward the table games if you want to play blackjack or whatever?
Still the slots. You know, the interesting part is now you can play table games on like an electronic slot version.
Yeah.
You know, so which is great. You know, those kind of who just don't want to dabble into the table games and get right into it, you can kind of learn it on the electronic side and then kind of progress up to the tables. You know, we got a lot of new faces on the table side. It's just, you know, great dealers that we have, you know, some good mix of table games, and that's been exciting to kind of see. And, you know, it's a little of both. You know, you can play both. You know, you don't have to be one or the other. You could play tables for one side and go right over to the slots, but there's a lot of great games out there nowadays.
I was telling Steve last week when I came in, you would figure, you know, because I still live on the bayou. The first two people I meet, they leave and I'm coming in because they've been here for a while. Were two people from the bayou area.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, what you doing here? I was like, no, I got to come do a show over here. Well, I didn't realize y'all doing a show. And I said, no, it's our first one this week. people from all over here, but you were able to, man, I'll tell you, for a Thursday, you got a pretty good crowd over here for a Thursday afternoon.
Sure.
Before the sun goes down, because normally it sort of picks up there. After night, people are working, unless you do shift work and that sort of thing. But, man, you got a great crowd here for during the day.
Well, like you said, it's easy to get to. You know,
yeah.
It's just off the interstate, just down Williams Boulevard, right at the lake. You know, I was at Morgan City yesterday. It's an easy drive from the bayou area. You know,
Oklahoma. Oh, my goodness.
We got a lot of good guests from that area coming to us all over the North Shore and just around Kenner Metairie. So we're excited that we were able to kind of expand our little neighborhood of guests.
Yeah, how you been feeling about the Saints so far this season? I know obviously last week was a bit rough, but man, we had a great hot start to the year, and hopefully we can get back on the winning track this Sunday in Atlanta.
First 2 weeks, especially that Dallas game, I was like, we're watching the old Saints offense.
Pinch
me. This can't be real.
This can't be, you know. And I always get worried with Philadelphia, you know, when we get a mobile quarterback in like Hurts.
You
could see the difference in this team, and I think we'll you know, injuries always come into play. We got a little nicked up on the offensive line, and Kamara.
Atlanta, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Both of them are going to be missing probably two starting offensive linemen this week.
Good news, Kirk Cousins not so mobile.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'd blitz Kirk basically 80% of the time if he's throwing the ball. My thing is, in watching him the first couple of weeks, man, you know, and he was never a super mobile guy to begin with, but, man, now coming off the Achilles, and I get that, and he's not young no more, okay? Prove it to me that you can hit those passes. Just make sure you cover the tight end. Last week they had some difficulties with Goddard.
They got a good tight end, too.
Oh, yeah. The Pitts guy, when he's healthy, Kyle Pitts is a tremendous athlete. And so let's see if they can shut that down, because I think watching that game film, obvious, they're going to try to hit on exact same thing that the Eagles did last week with Goddard. They're going to try that with Kyle Pitts.
For you, Mike, when you see that with Pitts, what's been his issue? Is it mainly
been injuries?
But because I feel even though when he's healthy, they haven't really targeted him much.
Because, you know, you kind of get out of rhythm. You're out for 3 or 4 weeks. You come back, and it's not that connection. But with a veteran quarterback who's used to throwing to the tight end. Man, he had a good one in Minnesota in that T.J. Hockenson. The Saints still trying to cover him from last year. What, he caught like 10 passes in one half? Against the Saints, and that was when they had the astronaut quarterback.
Right. Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah, Josh has made a living, and now he's with the 49ers. Now he's done pretty well. Goes to show you, not going to have told him this long ago, NASA don't pay what you might think. the NFL is paying better, even as a backup quarterback there. But this is an awesome place, Rodney. Y'all really have it fixed up well, and man, people just praise just how clean everything is and how sleek it is and easy to get, you know, from one venue to the next here.
Yeah, no, it's all centralized. You know, it's easy to find everything around, and we're thrilled. And we're thrilled that y'all are here with us on a weekly basis, and everything couldn't be great.
Love the convenience and obviously, too, the safety, obviously being outside the city limits.
It's a little different.
You look definitely a little different.
Okay, Steve. I'll let you roll with that one.
I want to appreciate the time, Rodney, for sure, the director of marketing here at Treasure Chest Casino.
So you're going to be a regular with us, right, Rodney? You're going to be a regular every
Oh, yeah. Weekend? Y'all regular. I'm here. We're all
right. Okay.
He's here for Treasure Chest Thursdays.
That's it.
We're going to make it a thing.
We'll connect with that every Thursday at 4:30. We'll have on with us Rodney Miller, the director of marketing here at Treasure Chest Casino.